The quota for Bristol Bay Red King crab is way down. The total allowable catch is 4.3 million pounds. That's 2 million pounds less than last year, which was already the lowest TAC since 1996. Miranda Westfall is the area management biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. She said she expected the spring survey to show a decline in Red King crab, but the drop was even greater than anticipated.
It's hard to determine exactly what the trigger, what the combination of triggers is for the declines in this stock. We believe it's probably a combination of environmental factors along with maybe something has changed, there's bycatch issues. It's hard to tell exactly what the threshold is because we can't go out and see them and count them and look at their environment since they're at the bottom of Bristol Bay.
That's a theme of our conversation. It's hard for scientists to design studies that pinpoint specific causes of crab population decline, but they can point to unusual features of the Bering Sea right now that could be stressors. Warm water, for example.
Right now, we know that the Bering Sea has been very warm for a couple years. This year, it's going to be another warm year. The environmental scientists that study Bering Sea temperatures, they're letting us know that there's not a cold pool this year. So generally, there's a cold pool that comes down through the Bering Sea and helps to structure the different populations that we have of crab and groundfish. That's not there this year. It's possible the crab could have moved, or they can't adapt to environmental stressors. It's hard to say.
The Bering Sea tanner crab is another population that's struggling. 3 years ago, the fishery did not open due to low population. Last year, the fishery's west side opened, while the east side remained closed. This year, the same will happen, with a similar quota, 2.4 million pounds for the west side only.
We're seeing a lot of old shell crab, a lot of older crab, not a lot of new shell biomass in the system right now. But there is a pulse of small, really small juveniles that'll be coming into the fishery in about 5 years. So we've got some hope coming, but right now it's sort of an aging population we're still fishing on, which is obviously declining as we fish on them.
The bright spot is the Bering Sea snow crab. Their quota of 27.5 million pounds is way up from last year.
We've got a large recruitment pulse that's just starting to come into the fishery, which is great. So we're expecting really good news for the next few years.
All three Bering Sea crab fisheries open October 15th. Bristol Bay Red King crab will remain open until January 15th. Bering Sea snow crab runs through May. Bering Sea tanner crab goes until the end of March. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.